In for the Blues, Matthew Kruser with that knee injury is back. But what about this? Levi Casbolt.
Don't be stupid.
Got a broken leg.
He's missed one game.
Well, that's how the boys on the run home responded last night with Robbo when the teams came through. And it was one of those ones that, whether you're a Carlton supporter or not, it probably floored you. And initially, you'd be forgiven for thinking, and perhaps you're even right for thinking that, oh, the Blues are playing games here with Geelong. They're trying to throw a curveball or two into the mix with the Cats, who are their opponent on Sunday afternoon. We'll be covering that game at Etihad Stadium. Well, the footy manager of the Blues, Andrew McKay, has been good enough to join us on the show. Macca, surely not.
No, it's legit. We're not playing games here, Andy. They've made quite remarkable recoveries, both boys. There's a story around each of them, though. Obviously, Levi went down with a hyperextension against Port Adelaide, and now we feared the worst. We thought it might be an ACL, and so we got a scan straight after the game. Well, actually, it was during the game. And the scan's an MRI scan, which really depicts more soft tissue than bony structures. And even, although in saying that, it still does pick up some pathology on bone as well, and it showed to us that the ACL was intact, the knee was intact, just had the a little fracture on the top of the tibia. Levi pulled up really well a couple of days later, so we thought, let's get a CT scan done, which shows greater quality of the bone in the scan, and it was more of a depression on the top of the tibia. And they still refer to it as a fracture, but in actual fact, it's almost like having a, you know, pushing a thumb into a piece of plasticine.
Yeah.
So it's that depression. And it's really a matter of pain tolerance after that, whether Levi can tolerate any pain. And throughout the last 3 or 4 days, he's just been getting better and better and better and better. And the doctors and medical team and specialists all say, well, he's actually right to go, as long as the knee doesn't swell up. So it hasn't swollen up through his running over the last day or two. We put him through some paces this morning, and so we're just going to have to sit tight and see whether it does swell up after what he did this morning.
Okay,
and,
so,
you know,
so
if he's ready to go, we'll play him. If he's not, we won't play him. It's as simple as that.
So that's Casbolt. He did the session this morning, and I think Wayne Ludby put out some photos of that session, so he's got some good intelligence, because I think it might have been away from the footy club. He did the session this morning, which was a kind of series of contested marking drills and some ruck work with Matty Kruser.
Yeah, that's right.
His situation was probably less significant and concerning, but it was still an operation about 10 days ago, and it was still a 3 to 4 week diagnosis. We know with Kruser that he's had his share of injuries, Macca. So you're probably going to on the side of conservatism with someone like Matthew Kruser, but it would be remarkable, wouldn't it, if he was able to get up sort of 10 or 11 days after surgery?
It'll be a good effort. Been saying that, you know, the regular person on the street, if you have a keyhole surgery, an arthroscope, if you like, to clean up some meniscus, if it's just a very simple trim of the meniscus and pull that out, then, you know, they walk out of hospital and can function very well within a day or two.
Yeah, yep.
And that's what Matthew did. He walked out of hospital and can function very well just walking around. And then it's a matter of just building that up over time. And certainly there's been a number of players that have played 2 weeks later. I think Tom Hawkins might have been one, and a couple of others just can't remember now, but certainly a number of them have. So we thought, you know what, we said 3 to 4 initially, thinking, you know, just in case it does blow up and have troubles, because Matthew's had troubles with knees before. Mm. When you say 3 or 4, all the media jump on 4. So so it pulled up really well after the surgery, and we've just been building it up slowly. And this week he's increased his load enormously. And again, same scenario. Did some ruck work and some contested marking this morning and some more running around. And we're just going to have to see how it pulls up. If there's any doubt on his knee, then certainly we won't play him. But at the moment, it's looking quite promising.
So when will you make the comment? Have you got an idea as to when you will make the call? Is there a timeline when you have to actually make the call, Bob?
We'll look to probably make it tomorrow. Sometimes it takes, 12 or so hours for the need to react either way, whether it does swell up or not. So we want to give it as long as possible.
So it's all about their capacity to get through the session that they got through today without any sort of reaction to it. What sort of exertion did they get put through today, Macca? If going at a game at game level is 100%, what sort of range did you ask them to get to today, this session?
Yes, significant and really game style type exercises. Yep. So all the stuff that they would do in a game, we did with them today, so we'll get a gauge from, they'll hook up with the medicos again tomorrow and have a good chat about it and see whether we can give them the green light. And certainly, and make no mistake, if they're not ready to play, we won't be playing them, absolutely. But if they are ready to play, then we will give them the green light.
Well, it goes without saying, doesn't it? You would have loved them against North, top of the table, undefeated last week. You'd love them, and you need them. If you want to be competitive, to the level that you want to be able to compete, with the list that you've got, you'd love to have them both, obviously, and you need to have them both, up against a side like Geelong if you want to get to those sorts of levels.
Yeah, obviously Geelong are a very, very good team, and, Matthew and Levi are very important components to our team, but certainly make no mistake, if they're not ready to play, we won't be playing them.
KB's going with a ridiculous theory around here that there was some disciplinary action taken against the two of them, and I told him that you won't meet two better characters, so that's a ridiculous rumour to be going with. And KB went with the fact that they kept turning up to training too early, so we can actually scotch that as there's no chance that any of that took place.
No, not at all, not right. at all. As you say, they're very good characters. It's I think if you see the photos, you'll see that their knees are all taped up and ready to go. But as I said, we're just going to have to sit tight for another 24 hours before we can make the call. And if they're ready to play, they'll play. If they're not ready to play, we'll have no hesitation in not playing them.
It'll be remarkable if they run out. And it'll be good news for Carlton supporters, obviously, and add a real dimension to the game on Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate the update. Good luck to both of them.
Pleasure, Ernie.
Thanks. Andrew McKay from the Carlton Footy Club. That would be, whether you're barrack for Carlton or not, that would be a remarkable turnout. Even given the fact that neither ultimate diagnosis was as serious as you first thought, we all were of the view that Carlton would be without the pair of them for at least 3 or 4 weeks, and in Kaz Bolt's case, clearly for longer than that. But if they were back after just missing one game, that would be genuinely remarkable.